Psalm chapter 93 is a short psalm of celebration. It kind of talks about the throne of God, you'll see as we go through here. And it'll speak of that throne being above all thrones, or the power of God greater than other powers. Very short, but it just says, the Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He has put on strength as his belt. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring. Stop there for just a moment, if you would, please. Let me explain. Because the reference to the waters, or the seas, if you will, is a common biblical symbol in the scripture of the nations. And so when you refer or you see something being spoken of as on the seas, it is often referring to the Gentile nations. And the Gentile nations are usually synonymous in the scripture with those who are opposed to God and who are actively against the things of the Lord. So this is a picture in the psalm when it says the floods have lifted up, and the voice of the floods, they're roaring and so forth. It's speaking of the moral disorder, you know, and the confusion of this world as represented here by the chaotic waters. You know, you got to wonder if the psalmist is near the sea and he sees the foaming roaring of the seas and the waves and the constant crashing of the waves and pounding, and it symbolizes, and he realizes that this is a picture of the constant attacks against God's people, against the Lord, and it's just the whole attitude of the rebellion of man and the rebellion of Satan, all embodied in the picture, you know, of the raging sea. But I want you to notice the contrast that the psalmist gives us in verse 4, after this picture of the raging sea as the, you know, idea of man's rebellious sin. He says in verse 4, mightier than the thunders of many waters, he says, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. And although the statement is highly poetic, it declares a very powerful truth. And it's saying that God is sovereign over every attempt of man or angelic being who might seek to oppose his heavenly rule. God's authority, God's rule is unrivaled, and it operates freely. And so he ends this short psalm by saying, your decrees, which is another way of speaking of the word of God, that which is spoken, that which is given. Your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore.